The next patient is Diane Kratt. The last name is K-R-A-T-T. Number one. After the passage of the kidney stone, at the end of October in 2023, when the patient had acute kidney injury, the serum creatinine went up to 2.1. The patient underwent a retrograde with a stent placement and removal of the stone. She has continued the improvement of the kidney function to her baseline. The estimated GFR is 53 mLs per minute. The serum creatinine is 1 and the BUN is 24. Number 2, nephrolithiasis. This nephrolithiasis was the first time that the patient had an episode similar to that. And we tried to do a 24-hour urine collection in order to determine the composition of the urine. However, the way the hospital processed the sample was not accurate. Period. We cannot get any conclusions out of it. Period. I understand that she's going to have a CT scan ordered by the urologist, Dr. Onishi, O-N-I-Y-S-H-I. We will be very attentive to those results. Number 3, the patient has a morbid obesity. The BMI is higher than 32. The patient is advised to cut down the salt, cut down the protein intake, avoid the the intake of sweet tea or tea for that matter. Monitor the blood pressure and report it to the office. Following number, essential hypertension, blood pressure in the office 130 over 85. The patient states that the number is much lower when she's at home. I'm asking her to keep a log in order to have some documentation in the chart. Following number, hyperuricemia, the uric acid is going to be ordered for the next appointment. Following number, the patient takes vitamin D. The level is 86. We are recommended to decrease the intake to 5 days a week. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient will be evaluated in 4 months with laboratory workup.